Well, as I was looking through this week's texts, once again, as I do every week, listening as closely as I can for the Holy Spirit's leading to what all of us might need to hear from these texts, I'm amazed, as I always am, and as I've said before, that the same texts used by hundreds and thousands of other people are, in a very real sense, frequently exactly what it is that we need. And as I was looking at these, something struck me that had never really hit me before, and it comes out of our epistle lesson, Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. And it's right from the very end. And in the translation here, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." And I started thinking about that passage. And I started thinking about it and came to the conclusion that I sometimes do, that my first understanding of a particular text, while certainly not wrong, I mean, I'm not talking about when you just misunderstand something like I did about the rain falling on the just and the unjust and getting it backwards, thinking that rain was a punishment instead of a blessing, which does actually change that text quite a lot when you think about it. I'm not talking about that sort of thing. I'm talking about my initial impression of a text that was certainly accurate to what the text says, but perhaps misses some of the larger implications of it. And this is one of them. When I first read this, I read it as this idea that when you move into a relationship with God through Jesus, something has changed. What was old is gone, and what's new has arrived. And that's it. And that obviously is what the text says. It's not an inaccurate understanding of it. But it misses some important things, because what it does is it takes our relationship with God and puts it into the same category, perhaps, as a new car. Because we all know, those of us for whom cars are important, I'm related to some people like this, who can tell you more or less exactly the time when their new car lost that new car smell and started to just smell like a car. So the car was new, and now it's not new anymore. It's still that same car, but it's aging, like we are, like everything is. And that's not an incorrect understanding of that, saying that when we became people in this relationship with God through Jesus, that this new creation, we were recreated in a real way. We weren't physically changed, but internally and spiritually, we were new. And we look at that, and if we put it into the car metaphor, we think that, okay, then we were new, and, well, now we're old. For some of us, that transition, that moving into that relationship happened decades ago. There's not much of a new car smell left. And the Spirit opened my eyes to this whole idea of the newness of creation within us and said, how does that line up with our understanding of salvation? And we've spoken before about how the Greek language has got some abilities, some ways to describe events that we simply don't have in English. And what we usually have when salvation is referred to in the New Testament is a particular word construction that says that your salvation is something that happened when you made that decision, but it's happening now, and it will happen eventually in a perfected way. And so instead of thinking of salvation as this punctiliar event, I love that word, that's such a great word, this thing that happened at a point, we need to understand it more as, yes, it happened then, but it's continuing to happen. We continue to be saved. The best way to translate most of those verses is, you were saved, you are being saved, and you will be saved. And I thought about that in relation to this idea of new creation. And I'm a long way away from my days when I could read along in my Greek New Testament while somebody else read in English and know what was going on and say, oh, that's why the translator did that. I think they did the right thing there, or perhaps they missed a nuance. Okay, those days are long truly gone. So I can't say I went to the text to see what was happening in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5 if those same texts were being used. But I don't think it's a misuse of this text to think carefully about God's ongoing creative acts within us. And I actually had two sermon titles for this Sunday. I'm not quite sure why I went the direction I did, because they both, well, it's because I can't have two. If you have two, then something's amiss. So say goodbye to the old is one way to look at it. And the other is still new. Because what we may easily come to when we look at this text is we say, yes, I was a new creation. And it's not that that creation is gone, but it was new then. And back then it was new, and now, well, maybe it's not old, but it's not new anymore. And I don't think that's actually right. I think that God continues to bring newness to us. Because the second half of that verse says, the old is gone, the new has come. We're still saying goodbye to the old. For lots of us, when we moved into that relationship with God, the transition was significant and everybody saw it. And they went, wow, there's a bunch of stuff in you that's not there anymore, and are we ever glad. And the more time you spend in a relationship with God, the fewer of those dramatically awful parts of your personality are there. God continues to work on them and reveal them to you, and you become less rude, you become less selfish, all of these things happen. But it's not like they all happened at that one particular moment back then. They're continuing to happen now. And for me, decades after I moved into that first blush of my relationship with God through Jesus, there are still things that I'm dealing with. And those old habits of mine are being pushed away. And it's a new creation. There's nothing wrong with talking to people who haven't moved into this relationship yet and using this text and saying that when you move into a relationship with God through Jesus, new things happen. It's a new creation. All those old things are behind you. But it's also not wrong for us to look at ourselves now from the perspective of a long relationship with God, perhaps, and say he's still creating new things within us. He's still saying that old part of you that you still have with you, now it's gone. That old unpleasant bit is gone and something new is there. That old selfishness you had is gone, and I've created within you a sense of generosity that you didn't have before. We get to say goodbye to the old us often, not just once. Because we're not just saved, we're not just made new once and then left alone. The Holy Spirit continues to indwell us, continues to bring things to our attention, saying, now's the time for you to deal with this. Yes, when I created you, you were created as a new thing. But in the same way that our salvation will not be made complete and perfect until such time as God comes back or we go there, whatever that might be for each of us, the new creation that we are isn't a completed and new creation. There can still be new things for us. Even after decades of knowing God, in the same way that even after years of just being who we are and the relationships we have, we can discover new things about people we've known for years. Because they've developed new things. How many of you had that experience of talking to someone that you've known for years? Maybe not, you know, maybe you don't see them every day, but you know them, you're in connection with them. I'm not talking about long-lost friends. I'm talking about people you know, and you suddenly find out that, wait, you've taken up knitting? Taking up drag racing, whatever it might be, there's some new thing about them. Well, if that happens in just our regular life, why wouldn't we think that it happens also in our internal and our spiritual life? When we are first created as new things, most of us weren't ready to be recreated into the way we are now. When we look back over our period of relationship with God, however long it is, we will see that we have moved a lot since then. And for most of us, that would have been too much of a move at the beginning. There are things we needed to work on. There are things we needed to understand about ourselves and about God and about the world that took a while for us to process. And now we're ready for another new thing. In the same way that every day is new. It's not that it's a brand new thing. It's not like we've never experienced a day before. But when we got up this morning, it was a new day. Not like every other day. Similar, of course. Sun still rose. You know, we still needed to eat. We still need to drink. We still do all those other things are the same. But the day is still new. We didn't get a brand new period of time that had never before been seen, or a new earth that had never before been seen, but we still got a new day. And we can be created as new beings even now. Perhaps it's not as dramatic as that first time, but to suggest that the work of creation within myself over these past years hasn't been as significant and as miraculous as that first time, I think would be silly. Some of the things that God has worked within me long after I first moved into that faith relationship with Him have been just as profound as that first one, but in different ways. But still an act of a gracious God creating newness within me. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. We are still in Christ now. And the old continues to go. We can continue to see old attitudes, old ways of thinking, old ways of doing and being in our rearview mirror. As God creates us as new creations again. And in the same way that at that first moment of creation, we didn't become completely different people, but we became more who we were created to be originally, it's the same thing now. I like the idea of this ongoing recreation. It gives me a lot of hope. It gives me hope that I can continue to grow and that I can continue to expect that God will do the miracle of a new thing within me. And just because something isn't as new as it, or as dramatically new as something else was, doesn't mean it's still not new. Some of the new days we get are tremendously significant. The day we get up, and that's the day we're going to get married. The day we're going to graduate. The day of our birthday, whatever it might be. Those days are different. Some are big and some are not so big, but they're new days every day. And a gracious God can create new us. Sometimes that creation is big and dramatic. The more time we spend with Him, the less we need those big, dramatic things. But we are still created. And new things come within us. New gifts, new desires. Sometimes even new abilities. Because no matter where we are in our relationship with God through Jesus, no matter how long we've known Him, there are still going to be opportunities for us to say goodbye to the old. To say, see you later. Gone. But something new has come. Amen.